The final work on this program is by another great American contemporary composer, Joan Tower. We'll hear her music for cello and orchestra. Tower's unusual childhood had a profound effect on her musical personality. Her father was a geologist and mining engineer, and at the age of 9, Tower, who was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1938, found herself plucked from a very safe little neighborhood and thrown into the wilds of La Paz, Bolivia, where her father took a job as a high-ranking mining official. Tower spent the remaining 9 years of her childhood in South America. It was very traumatic at first, she recalls, but quickly she acquired the Latin culture's love of rhythm, thanks largely to her nurse, who went dancing every night with her young charge in tow. They'd throw me a percussion instrument and I'd play maracas or castanets all night. I had a ball. At the same time, Tower was taking classical piano lessons. She became a marvelous pianist, performing for 15 years with the Da Capo Chamber Players in New York, a contemporary music group that she founded. Tower sees herself as a performer who composes, not the reverse. When Tower came of age as a composer, 12-tone serialism was in vogue. She wrote in that style for a while and then became disenchanted. It made her feel like an acrobat rather than a musician, she said. Since the mid-70s, her music is more lyrical, although still not primarily concerned with melody. It deals with the transformation of musical ideas through time, changes in mass, timbre, rhythm, and pacing. Music for cello and orchestra is in 3 uninterrupted sections. A slow middle section leads to the cello cadenza. Although the orchestral writing is intense, as always for Tower, she allows the cello to sound by letting it play alone, often alternating with the orchestra instead of trying to rise above it in sound. The idea of the cello writing alternates also with the orchestral idea. Let's hear it now with Lynn Harrell, cellist, and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra conducted by Leonard Slatkin.